Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
We begin today's broadcast with some exciting news. In a major win for reason, logic, and sanity, House Bill 121, the Women's Privacy Protection Bill, passed second reading yesterday in the Senate on a 32-18 party line vote. That vote is expected to hold in today's procedural third reading vote, and then it heads to Governor Gianforte for his signature. The governor indicated in his State of the State address that he looks forward to signing the bill. House Bill 121, you may recall, is a bill that guarantees privacy in public restrooms, changing rooms, and sleeping quarters. It's part of a package of bills, referenda, and executive orders moving at both the state and federal level to rein in liberal bureaucrats pushing the transgender agenda. In Montana, we've seen numerous cases of men entering women's locker rooms and restrooms. We also have examples of female students using male bathrooms in public schools and staff members afraid to say anything for fear of being sued. One of the most egregious examples of abuse took place when a Flathead Valley speech team traveled to a tournament and a male member of the team was told he had to sleep with a female member of the team who identified as male. To his credit, the young man chose to sleep in the bathtub. But he shouldn't have had to, which begs the question, where are the adults in this equation? The issue boiled over in the Capitol in recent weeks as transgender activists invaded the first floor public restrooms to push the issue. Rather than helping their cause, it backfired when the public at large loudly complained. With the passage of House Bill 121, Montana will join a growing number of states with similar laws, and finally, the vast majority of citizens will no longer be held hostage by a vocal minority. In addition to House Bill 121, there are other bills making their way through the process that will ban males from competing in women's sports, that will define the terms biological male and female, that will create a right of action with a 25-year statute of limitations so that those who regret being transitioned as minors can sue the doctors who performed irreversible sterilization procedures on them, and a bill making it a crime to transition a child under 16 years of age. All of these are moving forward with a full head of steam, not just here in Montana, but in other states and the federal level as well. President Trump has signed multiple executive orders that push back hard on transgender insanity, and he's now taking the fight to the international level. In addition to withholding federal funding from any college or university that allows biological males to compete as women, he's put the International Olympic Committee on notice that he will deny visas to any transgender athletes competing on teams that don't match their biological sex in the upcoming Olympic Games in Los Angeles. And in this regard, he has powerful allies. Several candidates for president of the International Olympic Association have stated publicly that they will support a move to ban male athletes from female sports. This is a sea change from recent years, and the effects of these types of laws and regulations are now echoing throughout the states, including Montana. It was announced recently that the University of Montana has launched an oral history project to document the stories of transgenders leaving Montana for greener pastures. One such person was Charlie Maycorn, a drag show producer and adjunct professor at the University of Montana. Maycorn is moving to Portland, Oregon because the atmosphere there is more transgender friendly. But Maycorn's not unique. People have always settled in places that match the lifestyle they want to live. As for Montana, the debate on women's sports, locker room and restroom privacy, and the definition of male and female will continue as our state and nation figures out where this issue fits into public policy as a whole. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.